Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Before we get started tonight, let me remind you, Easter season really starts next Sunday. Palm Sunday, Celebration Sunday here at Holy Ghost Fire Church, 10:30 a.m. next Sunday morning. Then, on Friday the 29th, Good Friday, we will remember the crucifixion of Jesus, His atoning death on the cross. It is altogether fitting and proper for us to do so. This would be Friday, the 29th of March at 6 o'clock. The next night, on the 30th, Saturday night, revival night. And we're going to have a great time in the Lord, expecting the power of the Holy Ghost to operate. That service will also start at 6 o'clock. Then, 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday morning, our Easter Sunday service. And we're going to expect a great and wonderful time as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. That is 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday morning. For more information about this church, for directions to this church, visit our website, holyghostfirechurch.org. Bring a Bible, bring a friend, and come to the house of the Lord. Bibles in the air tonight. Everyone has one, right? This is God's holy word, inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this same Holy Ghost is here tonight to teach me, to lead me, to guide me in the great truth which I will never lose nor leave behind. I will flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. I will understand and not depart from the true Word of God in Jesus' name and in the name of Jesus. Tonight we pray for a powerful and a mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost in this service, where everyone who hears this message will receive what the Lord has for them in their lives. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. You may be seated around the church tonight. Hallelujah. Before we get into the meat of the message, a couple of verses that's going to come into play as we move through the message. The first, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Now abides faith, hope, charity. The greatest of these is charity or agape love. Everyone say faith, hope, charity or agape love. Faith, hope, agape love. The book of 1 Timothy, the second verse, where the Apostle Paul says, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So everyone say what? Grace, mercy, peace. On one hand, faith, hope, love. This is what we give. Grace, mercy, peace. This is what we receive. So what do we give? Faith, hope, love. What do we receive? Grace, mercy, peace. Keep this in the back of your minds as we move to the Gospel of Luke chapter 5. In this account, we read of a man who literally is taken of a palsy. That's what it says in Luke 5:18. A man in a bed which is taken with a palsy. This man could not walk. And he lived in a time that there was no hope for him ever to gain mobility in his life again. Keep in mind the signs of the time. The signs of the time said this man would be in this condition for the rest of his life. This man had absolutely no hope of walking. He had no faith in any doctor, any physician, really anyone that would change the entire situation around. No hope, no one to believe in, no faith. Even his friends, when they looked at this man in the bed with the palsy, they were depressed for him. Why? Because there was nothing they could do. They had no hope of changing his situation. They had no faith in anyone that changed the situation. It was a hopeless, depressing situation this man was in. And in any other time in history, this man would have stayed in his hopeless situation without any reason to believe. But then, this man and his friends, they began to hear rumors about a man named Jesus. A man who was doing things that no one ever heard of before. Restoring sight to the blind. Restoring hearing to the deaf. Those with withered limbs, they were whole and healthy. Those who could not walk, they could walk. Every manner of disease that these people had were being healed by this Jesus. At first, considering that people have not changed too much over the last 6,000 years, at first, they hear something like, there's this man named Jesus. And this man, Jesus, is healing people just like you. At first, they don't want to get their hopes up. Why? Because they don't want their hopes to be dashed. They don't want to be crushed if it turns out not to be true. They don't want to give themselves in faith to anybody or anything because there is no reason for them to believe in anything. Talk about a depressing situation where you can't even really grasp for hope because it might turn out to be a false hope. But these men, the man in the bed, his friends, they kept hearing the reports about this Jesus, about how those who had hopeless situations were seeing their hopes fulfilled, that they were putting their faith in this person, and this person was rewarding their faith for the first time. this man in his bed, hopeless for decades, is now experiencing something he never had before. Hope. A hope that he could get off of that bed, rise up, and walk. He's also developing something he had never had in his life before. A faith in a person. A faith in a person that that person was going to change his situation. When we look at faith, it's in a person. When we look at hope, it is something that's going to happen. For this man, he was beginning to put his faith in Jesus. Why? Because of the hope that he would rise up and walk. This man, his friends, they continue to hear about these reports to the point where they're ready to take action on their faith and their hope. They were going to go to where Jesus was. They put on their Saturday best. They were Jews. They got the bed ready to go. And these men, they decide to make the trip. They're going with a hope they never had before. With a faith in a man who could make those who were in the bed rise up and walk. They arrive to the place where Jesus was. And they look at the parking lot, and it was filled. Then they saw the people trying to get in, and they couldn't. What is faith and what is hope? Faith and hope is this: that when the situation seems impossible, you do what is necessary to make it possible. The impossible was getting to Jesus. These men, the ones who carried their friend, they climbed to the roof. They moved the ceiling tiles. They arranged it where they can lower their friend down to Jesus. Why? Because for the first time they have a hope. And for the first time they have a faith. They are now giving their hope to Jesus. They are now giving their faith to Jesus. At this point, this is all they have to give. Are we together on this? Faith and hope. They are giving faith and hope to Jesus, that Jesus will do faith, the rising of this man from his bed, hope. The man slowly lowered down to Jesus. Now, so far, we have seen the man and his friends do the giving, faith and hope. If you want to receive anything from Jesus, it begins with the gift of faith and hope. Are we together on this? Now the roof, the hole is there. The man is lowered down and everyone begins to look. Everyone pays attention to what's happening. And the man is lowered in front of Jesus. Now, we know that the first thing, three things we read about tonight dealt with giving to Jesus. And the second three things we read about had to deal with receiving from Jesus. What was the first thing this man in his cot, what did he receive first? Verse 20. Man, your sins are forgiven him. The first thing this man received from Jesus is mercy. When everyone comes to defeat a Jesus, the first thing every one of us needs is mercy, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. Before we can receive anything else from Jesus, we first must receive mercy. But what was given to Jesus when he saw their faith? Their faith and their hope in Jesus. Now it leads Jesus to give them the most important thing he can give to this man. I know it's easy to say, isn't the most important thing for this man to take up his bed and walk? The most important thing for this man is to receive forgiveness from his sins. The most important thing for this man is to receive mercy. Every one of us who are believers in Jesus tonight, what was the first thing we received from Jesus? We heard the gospel message. We believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. We had faith and hope for the first time in our lives that we can be free from our sins. And Jesus, he gave us mercy. Faith and hope first leads to mercy. Are we still here? Now tonight, we're focusing specifically not on the rest of the people in the room. For the purpose of this message, they don't exist. This is about the man in the cot, his friends, and Jesus. So far, the man in the cot, he has given faith and hope to Jesus. He has received mercy from Jesus. What happens next? Let's skip down to the last part of verse 24. I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. What is this man receiving from Jesus at this point? This man has already received mercy. That means we're down to grace and peace. What does he receive? Grace or favor? The favor of God came to this man. Why? One, he has faith in Jesus. Two, all his hope is in Jesus. And three, he has received mercy from Jesus. His sins are forgiven. When we believe in Jesus, when our hope is in Jesus, when we receive mercy from Jesus, then we will receive the grace or the favor from Jesus. In the case of this man, the favor he is receiving is that healing touch of his body. We talk about grace, the favor of God. And we know it's important. But in a lot of cases, when it comes to healing, we think the favor of God ends right there. It does not. The favor of God means that we can be healed in the name of Jesus. The favor of God means we can be delivered in the name of Jesus. The favor of God means we can be delivered in the name of Jesus. The favor of God means whatever need we have, we can bring it to the feet of Jesus and leave it there. This man, he brought his sickness, his palsy, to the feet of Jesus. And he was going to leave it there. He wanted the favor of God. The favor of God includes healing, miracles, deliverance, and our needs being met. Are we still here? It's time we embrace the full measure of grace. The favor of God in all aspects of our life. God wants us healed, delivered. He wants to meet all of our needs. He wants us to live in the miraculous. Are we still here? So this man, he starts by giving what? He starts by giving his faith and his hope. Jesus then gives him mercy. Your sins are forgiven you. Then he gives him his favor. Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Now, the man has already showed faith and hope, correct? That's why he's there. Now, having received the mercy and now receiving the favor, he can now once again show his faith and hope in Jesus. When we come to Jesus, it is in faith in Him and in hope in Him. Jesus responds by giving what? His mercy and His grace or favor. Then this man responded the same way we would, by giving our faith and our hope in Jesus. This man takes up his bed and walks. Now he's healed. And now he can give the third thing to Jesus. He can give his love to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has forgiven him of his sins. Agape love begins with mercy. When this man was at home before he went to the Jesus meeting, he had faith and he had hope. But he had not yet operated in love. Why? Because in order to operate in agape love, one must first experience the mercy of God. Mercy leads to hope. When Jesus gives His mercy, it opens the door for us to give our love. Yes, we come in faith and we come in hope when we hear the word about Jesus. And keep in mind, when these men, before they came to Jesus, they heard about Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, these men, what do we see here? Faith and hope. They come to Jesus. They receive mercy. Now they can begin to love. Now they receive the favor of God. And with this favor comes a deepening of the love that they now have. Not just because they have received the mercy of God, but because they have received the favor of God as well. So where are we at so far? These men started by giving what? Faith and hope. Jesus gave mercy. Then they begin to give love. Then Jesus gives His favor and they continue to give love. Now, one other thing was mentioned. When Jesus healed this man, for the first time in his life, he had a peace of mind that did not exist. Peace of mind, number one, not having to worry about his sins, because Jesus took care of his sins. Now he's at peace with God because the sins are gone. But another level of peace. Because he has received the favor of God. He has experienced the healing touch of God. He now has a new peace of mind. He does not need the help of others to go out the door. He can now walk and carry his bed by himself. He can now walk with the friends who brought him to that meeting. A peace of mind that did not exist before. So what did these men give to Jesus? They gave their faith, their hope, and their love. And what did Jesus give them? He gave them His grace, His mercy, and His peace. And what was the result of all of this? They could celebrate and rejoice in what Jesus did. When we give our faith, our hope, and our love, when we receive mercy, grace, and peace, we can rejoice in the Lord like this man did. Not just carrying his bed, but the other hand raised in the air. Praise the Lord. I walk in a sinner who couldn't walk. I walk out righteous and walking. And now I'm at peace. I can celebrate the Lord. Are we still here? Let's begin to apply this to the church and to the believers in Jesus. What should we give to Jesus? We begin by giving Jesus our faith and our hope. Let's deal with salvation first. For so many of us, before we heard the gospel message, we might have had hope in other things, but that hope was dashed and crushed over and over and over again. Our hope was a lot like a glass. But then, when we gave that hope, that glass got shattered and broken all over the place. Well, all of a sudden, there was no more hope. What about faith? Oh, we thought people would come and fix our problems. And we put our faith in them. Only to find out that they could not put this back together again. Oh, people put their faith and hope in the world. And that faith and that hope got crushed and shattered, leaving them without any true love in their lives. The wages of sin, it goes beyond death, as bad as that is. In this life, it creates a living torture for so many that they cannot think of any way of escape. They lose their hope. They lose their faith. And they lose their love. But then they begin to hear about Jesus. And even more, the Spirit begins to move in their lives. He begins to talk about a mercy that comes from Jesus. He begins to talk about a peace that comes from Jesus. He begins to talk about a favor or grace that comes from Jesus. At first, it seems like it is too good to be true. That would never happen. Yet when the minister preaches the message, and with the Spirit moving, the Spirit begins to say, this can happen. This can happen. You can have hope again. You can believe in Jesus. He will never hurt you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will give you a love you never had. And when you do, you will receive something that you've never experienced before. The mercy, the grace, and the peace of Jesus. They come to the altar. Why? Because the Word of God, preached in a church, demonstrated by the Holy Ghost, it's giving that person a hope that they had not had before. That their sins could be forgiven, that their lives could be changed positively. It's giving them a faith they did not have before. A faith in one that can take them from the despair that they're in to a place they'd never been before. To give them a love that they had never experienced before in their life. And what were they getting instead? Because they now have a faith, a hope, and a love. They received the mercy of Jesus. From that point on, they no longer face the prospect of an eternity in hell and the lake of fire. From that point on, they experienced a favor they never experienced before. The Holy Spirit helping them in this life. He gave them a peace that they never had before. A peace that the Spirit would be with them at all times. A peace that when we pass from death unto life, or when we are caught to be with the Lord, that we will forever be with Him. You see, Jesus, He gave a mercy, He gave a favor, and He gave a peace that never existed before in these persons. And every one of us who are saved, we can say that we gave Jesus our faith, our hope, and our love, and He gave us His favor, His mercy, and His peace. Are we still here? But let's go beyond salvation tonight. There are many who are afflicted with many sicknesses and diseases and handicaps in their life. And they have no hope of any of that changing. There are many who are bound with various addictions in their lives. And they have no hope of escaping them. There are many who, when they look at their lives, they see broken families. They see a job situation that's hopeless. They see finances that's next to nothing. They have no hope. And they don't know who to trust. Tonight, the Holy Spirit has a message for each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit knows the one who can change your situation. For those who heard the report of the doctors, Jesus gives us a hope that we never would have had. A hope of healing, deliverance, of miracles, of our needs being met. Jesus, He gives us a hope of deliverance, a hope of our needs being met. A hope of miracles taking place in our families and in our lives and in every situation that we face in life. Jesus, He gives us a hope that He is the one we can trust to handle every one of these situations. If you are a believer in Jesus, you have already experienced the mercy of Jesus, and you have begun to experience the favor and the peace that comes from Jesus. But the Holy Spirit has a message for the rest tonight. And the message is this, that our Lord wants to show His favor to you through healing, through deliverance, through all of your needs being met, through all of the miracles that you need in your life, that these miracles will come to pass. You see, tonight, Jesus, He wants to give everyone who has a faith and a hope and a love His mercy, His favor, and His peace. Tonight, the Spirit is going to move wherever you are. When you give your faith and your hope to Jesus, the one you love with all your heart, when you give your faith and your hope to Jesus, He will begin to show a favor on you in the realm of healing and deliverance and miracles and your needs being met that you have never experienced before. Some might be thinking, but I'm in a hopeless situation. Jesus came to give you hope, to change your hopeless situation into being a situation now filled with hope. But I don't know if I could trust Jesus. Yes, you do know. Because the Spirit inside of you is saying you can trust Jesus. That our Jesus is one who does not disappoint. You could put your faith and trust in this one. And when you put your faith and your trust in this one, then you will experience not just the mercy that comes from salvation. Not just the favor that comes with salvation. But a favor that begins to operate in every aspect of your life. And then you will also receive a peace that passes all understanding. A peace that comes when you are healed, when you are delivered, when you experience miracles, and when your needs are met. Tonight, as a church, a group of believers, we are being asked by the Spirit to give our faith, our hope, and our love. And when we do, we will receive the grace, the mercy, and the peace. What is the end result of all of this? We will celebrate and rejoice in the Lord. But this celebration begins by the giving of faith, hope, and love tonight. Who wants to give their faith, their hope, and their love to Jesus? Because when you do, this is the beginning of the receiving of a grace that we have never experienced in our lives before. A one that will change a reality and make it completely and totally different. Our sorrow into joy, it begins by the giving of our faith, our hope, and our love. And when we do that, it will become something else. Grace, mercy, peace, then celebration. In a heart of prayer, let's stand across the church tonight. Everyone lift up your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.